It's the end of the school day, and students are rushing out as their parents arrive for dismissal. But 12 students gather in a lower level of the building on Lafayette Avenue for their after-school session. Some of the students at West Buffalo Charter come from all over the world, speaking about 17 different languages. The after-school students are second and third graders who are full of enthusiasm as teacher Emmanuel Johnson leads them through an after-school activity. The Sierra Leone Cultural Alliance of Western New York is working to improve the lives for refugees and their children who are resettling here in Buffalo. Many of the board members are refugees themselves, and now they're trying to find ways as citizens to help newly arriving refugees. The organization is working to promote education.
We have to give back because America gave a great deal to us. From Sierra Leone, where the war was terrible, people are dying, and America gave me a second chance. And I have to give back.
Pastor Joshua Manzaray is president and founder of the organization. Last year, he reached out to the city, telling Mayor Byron Brown he wanted to sponsor a school. The organization pays for the cost of this after-school program that's now in its first year.
And these kids, they're smart. They come from Middle East, from Africa, and all these other places. They've been through a lot. And if we show them love, we exercise patience, and we take the time for them, it will pay a great deal in the city of Buffalo.
Mazaray says it's especially important to help these young children become young, productive adults so they will consider staying in Buffalo in the future.
It brought me to tears, and I witnessed the program. I spoke to the kids. I can go back. That makes me smile when that kid said, I'm going to be a lawyer. And after I spoke to them, I came back to the parents. One of the student more they told me, said, you don't know what you have done to us. That 1 hour break meant a lot to us. And she was smiling. And that gives me tears and said, you know what? We got to keep going.
Students first complete their homework in this after-school program. Then they play games that enhance their learning.
I like to learn about ride and read.
Jua Dia is a third grader from Thailand. She says this program has been good for her. Teacher Johnson hands out money to the students, teaching them how to make change.
You guys are the one that's going to be selling those stuff.
We're learning about money.
We do poetry, we do spelling, we do dictation, we do oral speaking, we do comprehension.
The biggest struggle for these students when they arrived at the beginning of the school year was speaking and communicating. But that's all changed as the school year closes out.
As time goes on, they kind of progress because I started from using phonetic sound, and so now they can be more easily speaking fluently without having much mistakes that they did in the past.
About math and ELA.
8-year-old Omaymar B is a second grader born in Burmese. What are you learning today?
About money. And I got some money right here in my hands, and someone's gonna buy the pencil.
Nobody know better than the kids. So we got to teach them how life is all about, what kind of life they're going to experience when they grow older, what they expect to know and do when they get bigger.
Last year, the organization spent over $1,000 to operate this after-school program. Now it's looking to expand to other city schools so it can continue to reach diverse populations. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Put your hands together. One, two, three. Put your hands together on your knee.
Great job, guys. Clap for yourself.